Well, they're not at the gym right now. They'll be there.
No,
later.
No, they're probably sleeping.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably sleeping.
Would hope so.
Yeah.
So now, see, about 3 o'clock, I mean, weather's going to be nice today.
Oh, I know. It. This is really nice. I mean, it's cold in the morning. You need a little light wrap to, you know, to go to work in, but then you shuck that dud later in the day because it's really nice.
And, again, this is just, this is not baseball season starting weather that we're having, so get out there and enjoy it. So, you know, that works well. A dispute in Florida started when a woman unfriended a man on her Bookface page, and it ended with both of them in jail. See, this whole Bookface thing.
It's a shooting crime.
Again, this is one case, and I guarantee you there are others every day.
I blame Mark Zuckerberg.
I think that's probably right. We should go ahead
and George Bush.
Yeah, we should ask for a small pittance.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Gannon said that his girlfriend,
Joe Gannon's grandson,
probably
yeah,
so,
right.
Said his girlfriend, Tina Cash, was upset about their situation and had changed the friendship status on her Bookface page and also unfriended him.
Hmm. Well, there's no friendship status. There's relationship status.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, that's probably right.
I guess she went from in a relationship to it's complicated.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
So,
or single. I mean,
Boy, that's a boy.
Or in a relationship. You know?
Yeah.
From
in a relationship with Thomas to in a relationship with Bobby Jack.
With Bubba, yeah.
Well, Thomas confronted Tina about the whole unfriending deal.
You mean person to person? Like face to face?
Yeah.
Not book to book?
Not book to face.
And it says here at their home.
Oh.
You see, that's breaking book face rules. You can't actually look at a person and talk to them, you know. That's
reminiscent of those commercials about how people are texting to break up, you know, across the table.
Well, sure, because texting's free. Yeah.
Anyway, Thomas said that she began throwing things at him.
Yeah.
Tina, a bit of a little pill here.
Yeah.
Told deputies that Tina, for her part, told deputies that Thomas had been throwing items as well. So. Just throwing items at one another, or just throwing items? You know, like, do they stand there and grab a vase and just drop it?
I don't know.
And then she grabs the fishbowl.
Ooh, anyway. that's got fish in it.
It does, but
somebody think of the fish.
That gets bad for the fish. Yeah.
So they were
life altering decision.
They were both arrested. All this over unfair. I mean, wouldn't you have liked to know? Is that it? Is that the ultimate throwing down of the electronic gauntlet? Is that it?
I think so.
She stands there right in front of him. She's got her device right there in her hand. She's just furiously banging in the letters there so that she can get to Bookface and find him. And then what do? You make a little check or something to unfriend somebody?
Oh, yeah.
That's
easy.
Happens?
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah.
And then she just,
I've done it.
Okay. She just turns it around and points it at him, shows him to his face.
How you like that?
See what I just done?
There you go.
I just done that. Yeah.
This is what happens to men who don't show consideration.
That's right.
We got a lot of info.
My turn.
And I'm taking back my bowling shoes, too.
Yeah. Oh, nice ones.
Yeah.
Oh, red and green ones, yeah.
Just to get you, took a train, a plane, a bus. I'll show you. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good. And I'm going to find me a new friend. We're going to go bowling together. And you can pack your stuff.
That's right.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
In celebration of Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday, the theater company is proud to present his masterwork, Follies, considered one of the greatest musicals produced on Broadway. Don't miss your chance to see it before it's presented at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., starring musical theater legend Bernadette Peters. The theater company's production of Follies is underwritten by Robert and Shirley Borden and Alan Bryant and boasts a stellar cast of local talent. Get your tickets online for Follies at theatercompany.com or call the Arts Council at 696-ARTS.
Hey, News Talk 1620. excuse me, WTAW. Really, before before we do anything else.
Anything
else.
Yeah.
Because what is today?
It's the 2nd of March.
It's Happy Texas Independence Day.
Dang straight.
You better stand up. Come and take it.
Yep. Hey, none of us know the words, but sorry.
Texas, our Texas, Texas. So wonderful, so great.
Now, here's that part where we had to change the words.
Boldest and grandest?
Yeah.
Withstanding every test?
Yeah.
I don't know we had to change that.
Oh, yeah, it used to be largest.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, empire wide and glorious.
Yeah, you stand supremely blessed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to change blessed, too. That might be religious.
You're right,
Oh, God bless you, Texas.
Oh, I don't know.
And keep you brave.
And strong.
And strong.
Yeah. Now, that other school plays this, don't they?
No.
At their football games?
No.
Where have you been?
No.
At all?
No.
Oh.
No, you're thinking of the Eyes of Texas.
Well, no, I know they played that, but I thought they played this one,
so
too.
So does Texas A&M University.
Yeah, every game.
Every game. Okay. I guess
I thought you were there.
Yeah.
Well,
don't
I
you
am,
work the game?
I am, but I got headsets on. I'm listening to stuff.
It's that thing that happens after the national anthem.
It's right after the anthem and the plane flies
that's
over.
That's why you have to stand still, you know, and look at the flagpole. Dang.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We're inside and can hear that. All right.
Yeah, really.
All right, here we go.
There's Tom down there going, why is everybody standing up?
Those headsets are overpowering.
Okay. All right. That's it. All right. It's
There you go.
It's the 2nd of March.
It is.
You learn something every day.
And the Accuband does a great job.
Yeah, yeah. I bet they do.
Now, Tom, they're not the ones that play it, though, at the games.
Yeah, that's okay.
They are. I was just trying to throw a Tom on. So.
Maybe Coldplay did it. Yeah.
No, it's a jam box I hold up to my microphone.
And today, the Rogers High School Band will play.
It is March the 2nd.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
That's right. Texas Independence Day.
Yeah.
And the only Soviet leader ever to throw a baseball at Consolidated's baseball field.
That we know of.
Yeah, that we know of. I mean, there could have been.
Yeah, Khrushchev could have snuck in there.
Yeah, that's right. Mikhail Gorbachev is 80 years old today. There you go. He's
still
alive.
Because I've stood near him.
Have you?
Yeah, when 41 jumped out of the plane for his 80th birthday.
Right.
And he was here for that, along with Chuck Norris.
Uh-huh.
And Britt Hume.
Yeah.
And he was here for that. Gorbachev was here for that. And that is still to this date, outside of probably a pop star, the largest bodyguard I have ever seen.
Really?
It was a very large Russian man traveling with him. And I'm guessing he was well armed. So.
Ah.
Yeah.
Was his little wimpy translator there next to him also?
I don't know. I think he was probably in the bodyguard's pocket.
The big man, huh?
Yes. He was a large man.
Actor John Cullum from Northern Exposure is 81 years old today. Author Tom Wolfe is 81. Actor John Finch turned 70 years old. Arthur John Irving turned 69. Singer Lou Reed is 69 years old today. And comedian actress Lorraine Newman, she was a Saturday Night Liver, is 59. One of the Osmond brothers, Jay, is 56 years old.
Sure.
And John Cowsill of the Cowsills.
Oh, no.
An Osmond and a Cowsill on the same day?
Yeah.
I didn't think the world was ready for that.
Yeah, he's a drummer, of course. John is.
They'll get together at Burger King later.
Yeah, I was going to say, what have you been doing lately? Not much. What about you?
I'm so sick of hearing about Donnie and everything he's doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Marie and her Weight Watchers or whatever
that's
that is.
Right. He's selling dolls. This is really a singer day. Besides the Cowsill and the Osmond, we got country singer Larry Stewart of Restless Heart is 52 years old. And John Bon Jovi's birthday is today. He's 49 years old. Daniel Craig, the actor, was in Casino Royale. Was 43.
James Bond, man.
Yeah, James Bond. I mentioned Coldplay.
You know, I watched a little of that about last week.
Royale?
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a different James Bond.
Oh, yeah, he's very intense.
Yeah, this
he's
is...
He's very intense.
There ain't not too much swaving to Boehner about him.
No,
he's... pretty much will pop you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
More singers. Chris Martin, Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow, is 34 years old today. And actress Bryce Dallas Howard is 30 years old. And from The Sopranos, actor Robert Eiler turns 26 years old today. And I think that's all I got.
Eddie Money be 62.
Oh, he's got two tickets to paradise.
He does. Mm-hmm. And then kiddo birthdays. Kiddo birthdays.
Kiddo birthdays?
Yeah. Mick Jagger's little girl.
Oh.
Elizabeth, she'd be 27.
You mean he gave her just a normal name, Elizabeth?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
What, like Moonbeam Elizabeth?
No. And
yeah, he spells it with a Q.
But see, I mean, again, he's got the image of being outrageous. This guy is a brilliant businessman. You got to remember, he went to school at the London School of Economics. He ain't a dummy. But anyhow, and then I think, was Opie's birthday yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Opie's little girl's birthday's today.
Well, that's who Bryce Dallas Howard is.
Oh, well, that's it. Okay, I got you. Okay. I didn't know her as that. All right, and how old is she?
She's 30, I believe.
She's 30. God, Opie's got a 30-year-old daughter? My goodness.
Man, do we feel old. All right.
And Andy Griffith's still alive.
Yes, 622. The Conservative.